This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name's Michael Mills. I come from Stansted, Essex, and I am doing the Renewable Energy Engineer course with Train for Trade Skills.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Mick Mills, who has come all the way from Stansted to do his engineering course with Train for Trade Skills. Hi Mick, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you.
Could you just brief us on your career up to date, please, and the things you have been doing so far?
First of all, I started off, trained up, got my City Guilds as a vehicle mechanic. Then I moved off and became a warehouseman for one of the leading supermarkets. Then got my LGV licence and became a driver, then a senior shop steward, and then I got asked by the company to go into safety, and then I was a health and safety projects manager and got the opportunity for redundancy and a big payout, so I took it and set up business on my own.
Thank you very much for sharing all this with us. That seems like a vast amount of experience you have had so far. And was there anything which triggered you to enter the plumbing profession?
Well, originally I wanted to be an electrician. Then Train for Trade Skills, I wrote off to Train for Trade Skills. They came in and said about what there was about. And they offered me the renewable energy engineer, which gives me plumbing, gives me associated electrical, and then gives me renewable energies. So instead of just being an electrician, I end up with three areas in the one course.
That seems like a perfect package for your needs.
Yep.
How did you decide to change your career? I mean, you obviously you have had a variety of careers so far, and you had numbers of qualifications as well. You already mentioned City and Guilds qualification, the driving license, which you can drive lorries, trucks and whatsoever.
Yeah.
And what made you decide to change your career and pursue a different one into the plumbing route?
I was having to go into London every day, getting in the rat race, or trying to get on a tube train. Fighting to get on the train and everything, and I just had enough of it. And as I said, I had the opportunity for a big payout, so I took it. I took 2 years out of work and got fed up and bored with that, done everything I wanted to do. So I then thought, no, I want to get trained up, and Training for Trade Skills suited me as far as I could do it in my own time.
You fancied change your career, you wanted to add another string to your bow, and you came to do your practical training in ATL Centre.
Yep.
How are you finding the practical training?
I find it very, very good. It's a little bit slow in places, but that's because you've got some people on the course that are struggling a little bit to get it, and you've got to expect that anyway. You know, if we was all the same, it would be boring and whatever.
But that's still useful, I would imagine, because they're more knowledgeable people, like yourself, who have had some previous experience in the trades, and new people who had little or perhaps no experience at all. And how easy is really to combine those?
I was worried when I came here because I thought, you know, there'd be people a lot better than me and more advanced and everything. And I was quite pleasantly surprised that we was all roughly at the same level. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody's got the knack, some people have got the knack a little bit more than others and whatever, but that's to be expected. But also, nobody talks down to you. You know, you're made to feel, you know, although you're on week one, you're made to feel like everybody else. And it's enough. You know, I'm pleasantly surprised with what I've seen and what I've been doing.
What things have you been doing in the centre so far?
First of all, starting off with a little bit of health and safety. Then soldering and measuring. Now we're doing some pipe bending. So, and it's just doing little bits and pieces, building us up to the pieces that we've got to produce for assessment later on. It's done in a good way, you know. You're not under pressure while you're doing it, and you're learning all your skills before you have to do the one that matters.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.